Okay, so in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Chris. Chris asked me to talk about teaching our kids about the crucifixion, but what I thought I'd do is just take a step back, since we have little ones here, and maybe talk a little bit about introducing your kids to Jesus, okay? And then we can kind of drill down and get into the hard part of crucifixion, okay? One of the most significant things that we can do to teach our children about God is to actually live our faith day to day, not just on Sundays. We have to live it in our words and our actions. And because they need to hear and see what we can do. So we have to live what we believe. The two things that we need to constantly tell our kids are that we love them and that God loves them. They need to know that God is strong, that he can do anything. He always keeps his promises, and that he gives us laws to live by. That we're responsible for, and that even if we as their mom or the dad can't see them, God can always see them. So that there's that, you know, accountability there. Just when you're outside, talk about, you know, creation. You have the moon, the trees, the plants. Who made those? Just so that the kids are aware that God's everywhere. Okay. There is one really good book Jackie brought to my attention that I think especially for the little kids. It's called God is Awesome. And, you know, we have all of our adjectives for God, right? He's powerful, eternal, beautiful, but little kids can't understand that. So this book kind of just goes through with pictures to kind of in their world of what is big and strong and beautiful. That kind of brings it home for them, okay? So one of the big things is to pray with our kids. And right now we have to do that with them, right, to teach them how to pray. But they need to know that prayer is just conversation with God, that they can talk to God anytime, and you just need to make it a positive experience for them. Doesn't need to be the all long, drawn-out prayers, just simple things that come to the top of your mind. One of the things that I do sometimes is I walk around and things come to my mind and I pray out loud. I lose my keys, dear St. Anthony, or I'm lost, God, please don't help me, help me not to get lost. Someone's sick. You can find that if you're verbalizing those things, your kids may just pick up on that, and that you can hear them praying out loud sometimes. Okay? Apologize. You know, you get upset, get angry. Say, mommies make mistakes too, do you forgive me? And what that does is, seeing your humble requests, show a statement of your character and your love for them. Okay. Invest in a good Bible. There are different formats. There are some Bibles that are just the book, and some that are the individual stories. Okay. What I would suggest is read the story to them. Talk about what the story means, what Jesus may want them to get out of it, and how they can live that in their life. Important thing is they need to see you using your Bible too, because if your Bible's collecting dust, theirs probably is gonna also. Okay. If your kids aren't hearing about Jesus, they're probably not thinking about him either. So there are some really good DVDs out there. I don't know if you guys have signed on to the Formed website. We just got an email saying that there are like 10 or 11 new Deep Kids DVDs out there. There's one on Fatima, St. Patrick, so a lot of the saints. So that might be a really good resource.
We're actually thinking about having like a group event to all watch the Fatima one together. Yeah. Like them. It seems awesome.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do that, come get the DVD for me, because if you're streaming it like that in here, you might have trouble, but I do have the DVD.
Awesome.
Okay. I mean, you guys are great. You're here playing with the kids. So, but that's important also, because if you don't have a relationship with your child, speaking to them about religion probably is going to be tougher for them. Okay. So there's something said about a plastic whale and the little Fisher Price toys, where you're acting out Jonah and the whale, or building a wall or city of Jericho and knocking down the mega blocks or things like that. Bring them to church. I know that sometimes that's hard because they can get loud, but you get a lot of positive reinforcement out of that, because you're not only teaching your kids that it's important to you, that you're going to spend time with other people, and you're going to learn about God. And so, again, it's living your faith so that they know what is important. We have to help our kids understand what we believe, because you don't want them, when they're in high school, someone asking them why they're Catholic or why they believe in Jesus, and them coming up with the answer, because my parents do. You've got to kind of guide them to their faith so that they can come to the belief themselves. Okay? Does anybody have any questions? No? Okay.
How do you feel about the narthex?
You mean now? Bringing the kids to the narthex? Sometimes I wish the people would kind of hold their kids instead of letting them run around, but you know, that at least you're one step closer. It's better just to bring them, I think. Yeah. Yeah. But I know it's hard. I know. When my son was little, they had a cry room, and that was very nice, because he wasn't really good to sit still. But okay, let's talk a little bit about Jesus' crucifixion. So we know that Easter is a great celebration for Christians, for Catholics, but it's only in the context of the darkness of Good Friday, right? But talking about crucifixion with little kids is tough, because they don't understand. A lot of them don't even understand what death is. So what I would suggest is speaking to them to include the whole of Holy Week, right? So you got to emphasize the stories that are age appropriate. Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. We have the Last Supper. We have praying in the Garden of Olives. But then always come back to focus on the resurrection, because that's what it's all about, right? Jesus rising and forgiving our sins. So it's okay for the little ones to keep everything simple. They're you just keep the positive aspects of Easter. Jesus was died, and it was sad, but that he came back to prove that he was God's son, and he opened the gates of heaven for us, and that's what's important. Use language that they can understand. You know, most kids don't understand death, but they do understand pain, punishment, and loneliness. So if you use it in, talk about Easter and Good Friday with those kinds of words, then they tend to understand a little bit better. You could say something about, they put Jesus on the cross on Good Friday and it hurt. Because it did. It was very painful. There are people that did very mean things to Jesus. Even though he's never done anything wrong, you know, Jesus is basically had no sin, but they did it to him anyway. You also have to be careful that you don't go into too much detail. Wait till they get older. I mean, because even if you do, you're going to risk the chance of maybe scaring them, and that's not what you want to do. You want them to come back and try to understand. But also, don't feel like you're keeping things from the kids, because rather than revealing everything at once, you're just going to do it over time as they get older. The kids need to know that it's okay to be sad, right? What happened to Jesus is very sad. But the outcome is that he did it for us, and the gates of heaven are open. So their salvation is there. The kids also need to understand what sin is. Without knowing what sin is, they can't really appreciate what Jesus did for us. So one of the things that Jackie taught kindergarten for a long time, and one of the things that she did with her kids in her class is, from the beginning of the year, she would spend 5 minutes talking about what the commandments were, just in simplistic form, right? And she said by the end of the year, they knew what the commandments were. So they knew what was right and wrong. And in a lot of cases, they knew what number belonged to which commandment. So key is here just a little bit at a time and repetition. So they need to know that sin simply is to do something wrong. Okay? Consider taking them to Good Friday service, right? Not that they'll understand everything that's going on, but you kind of get the mood. Like Friday is kind of somber, whereas Easter Sunday is very joyful, flowers. And so what you can do is talk about the different moods of the days, you know, Good Friday versus Easter Sunday. Find some good resources for Lent. I've got a couple here. I think my favorite is Benjamin's Box. I don't know if you guys have seen this book. It's Benjamin is a little boy that was in Jerusalem about the time that Jesus was, and he followed Jesus around Holy Week. At first he thought he was a teacher, then he thought he was a king, and then he figured out who Jesus was. So if you go through the book, it does the introduction. But then if you'll see at the top here, you have a colored egg and what can be found in the egg. And it goes through Jesus' walk through Holy Week. So if you incorporate it with the resurrection eggs, I don't know if you guys have seen these. So you can do it a couple ways. You can hide them and have the kids go look for them. But whenever they get to their page in that book, they'll have whatever symbol it is, and it gives them a solid, something solid so that they can correspond it to what was happening with Jesus. So the eggs, they could, I guess, yeah. One of the other books I have here is The Proud Tree. And The Proud Tree is the crucifixion from the viewpoint of Rex. And Rex is the tree that became the tree, the cross that Jesus carried to Calvary. So that's a pretty good one. It helps them understand, Jesus' sacrifice just a little bit. And then there's the story of the Easter Robin, and it talks about, Jesus' crucifixion and how the robin got the red mark on its chest from just a folk tale. Another thing that you could do is, just like the Christmas story, you can read that out of the Bible with your kids, as a family, and make it a tradition. Some of the activities that you could also do are sometimes we don't know what our kids, we can talk to our kids, but we don't know what they're thinking. So ask them what Good Friday is. And when they tell you what it is, if they don't quite get it, then you can know how to go at it a different way to kind of get them to understand what Good Friday is just a little bit better. You could send Easter cards. You know, not many people send Easter cards like they do Christmas cards, but it could be something that you feel is important. Have the kids help out with addressing them and coloring them. And you can also make resurrection cookies. So basically, you make the, you kind of go through the resurrection story as you're making the cookies with the kids. You put them in the oven, turn the oven off, and then when they wake up the next morning, they get a cookie and it's hollow, just kind of like the tomb. So, okay. So just to conclude, I think that when you're talking about Jesus' death and the crucifixion, look at the bigger picture of Holy Week and make sure that they know that, you know, focus on the resurrection. Use language that they understand. You don't need to give them too much detail. Help them understand sin. And in order to, you know about Easter, you have to you have to at least bring up Good Friday. Okay? Anybody have any questions?